Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From the prophet Habakkuk, our Old Testament reading, chapter 2, verse 4. The righteous shall live by his faith. This is our text. O Lord, how long? How long must I endure pain and suffering? How long will death sting and grief and sorrow overwhelm? How long will violence and destruction stare at me from every corner? How long shall I cry for help and you won't hear? Does it ever feel like you're getting slammed? Like there's no break? That every time you turn around, you're hit with something else? Wham! Again and again. And no, please, no, not again. And you're not sure how much more of it you can take, and you just want to cry out, "How long, O Lord?" Go ahead then. Do it. Cry for help. Cry out to the Lord your God. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Throw everything at him. Put all your complaints and all your laments in his ears. Habakkuk did. Who's that, you ask? Three short little chapters right in the middle of the minor prophets in the Old Testament. Habakkuk, prophet of God, a prophet who lamented to the Lord, who wondered where God was and what he was doing and how long it would take before he finally did something, living 600 long years before Christ. And this is what he said. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you won't hear? And cry to you violence and you won't save? Why do you make me see iniquity? And why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. You didn't know that you were quoting the prophet Habakkuk, did you? Every time you cry out, how long, you're echoing his words. And as much as there was violence and strife and sin and evil around him, that wasn't the only problem. The problem was God's apparent silence. That God didn't hear. That God didn't save. That God didn't do anything to stop the violence or to bring the wicked to justice. And what about God's law? Doesn't his law have something to say to such things? Doesn't his law curb sin and condemn the wicked? But as Habakkuk looked around, this is what he saw. The law is paralyzed, numb, ineffective, helpless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted, bent out of shape. Crooked, twisted. Habakkuk knew that the law is good, but it cannot save. It made no one righteous, that the wicked can take the law and twist it. And besides, the people had stopped listening. They had plugged their ears. They had closed them to God's word. How long, O Lord? And the Lord told Habakkuk, not so long. Because he was about to do something that would set their ears tingling. He was going to send the Babylonians from Chaldea to punish the people of Judah and Jerusalem. The Babylonians, a nation fierce and brutal and swift, sweeping down from the north, a bitter and hasty nation, and they would level Judah and Jerusalem and the temple and God's people. But that just seems to make it worse. More violence, More iniquity, more strife and contention, the world spiraling out of control. How long, O Lord? And what about us? No Babylon sweeping down from the north in our times. But there is a Babylon for us. What fierce, brutal, and swift enemy presses hard against us? What foe brings destruction to our lives and all that we hold dear? Is it not our sinful nature, that Babylon within us? And we cry out, we say, it's been so long, O Lord, and still we cry for help, and still we wonder if you hear, we wonder if you will save. But good old Habakkuk, he refused to be silent. He refused to curse God and die. He refused to go silently into the night. He did what believers do, what you do. He cried for help, and then he cried again. And then he cried for help as he waited for God to answer. You see, he addresses God, and he expects that God will answer. In fact, he is so confident that he says this. He says, I will take my stand at my watchpost, like he's out on a tower. He said, I will station myself on that tower and look out to see what the Lord will say to me, and what I will answer concerning my complaint. He would take his stand and wait for the Lord. And what will God say to the violence and destruction and the cries of how long, to the sin that rages inside of us? What will he answer? And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain and clear on tablets so that a runner may read it. Just like God told Moses to write the law on stones and make it plain so everyone could read it, God says the same to Habakkuk. And what God gives to Habakkuk is just as important, a message to be written in large, clear letters, a message for Habakkuk and for you and for everyone who cries out to the Lord. The righteous will live by his faith. That's the message, the vision that God gives Habakkuk. The righteous will live by his faith. For still the vision awaits its appointed time, says the Lord. It hastens to the end. It won't lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It won't delay. The Lord is faithful. The Lord hears. The Lord will keep his promises. Every last one of them, he will deliver. He will save. And even if the present feels out of control, the future is his and it belongs to him. So hope comes from the Lord. Just think about what God has already done for his people. He brought his people out of Egypt. He brought them back from exile in Babylon. And then in the flesh, he brought Jairus' daughter and the widow of Nain's son and Lazarus, 4 days dead, back from the grave. You see, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth a Savior, someone to deliver us, someone to answer our cries, his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem us. And he came in the flesh, the righteous one surrounded by the wicked. They mocked him, and they spit at him, and they flogged him, and they crucified him. And where was the law? It was paralyzed. It was numb. It was ineffective. Justice was perverted, bent out of shape, crooked and twisted. Oh Lord, how long? 3 long hours on that cross, bleeding and thirsting and dying, forsaken. For Habakkuk, for you, for all who cry out, and the inscription over his head written so that everyone who passed by, even someone who was running, could read it in Aramaic, Greek, and Latin, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. How long? If it seems slow, wait for it. Friday, Saturday, the third day. The third day, God raised him from the dead. The cry for help was answered on a Sunday morning. The Son of God walked out of the grave alive. The violence of the Romans, the strife and contention of the Jews, the iniquity of your heart had done their worst, but they were no match for him. O Lord, how long? And the Lord answers, right now. Here I am. Peace be with you. See my hands, my side. I am the end of all evil and violence and strife and contention and sin. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. See my body given for you, my blood shed for you, your sins forgiven. How long? Forever and ever. This is the vision Habakkuk sees when he cries out, how long, O Lord? And as for the wicked, behold, his soul is puffed up. It isn't upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. A faith that cries out to the Lord in times of distress, and a faith that trusts the Lord to answer. A faith that cries out and waits. Wait on the Lord, Habakkuk. Wait on the Lord, dear Christian. The time is coming, even if it seems slow. How and when are in his hands. And even faith is his gift. And so we pray. Increase our faith. St. Paul heard the message, and he lived by faith. He said, the sufferings of this present time. And don't discount Paul when he says that, because he knows suffering. Shipwreck, beating, stoned, put to death by the sword. The sufferings of this present time, he says, are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. The sufferings of this present time are like a drop in the ocean of glory that awaits. And the author of Hebrews writes, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. A hope and a conviction we have because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so we wait. We wait on Sunday morning as Christ comes and serves us with his gifts. We wait with Habakkuk, and we wait with all those who live by faith. And we wait with brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, and we live by faith in a how long world. And so today we say with the psalmist, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. And we also say with Habakkuk, who ends his brief three chapters like this, though the fig tree shouldn't blossom, nor fruit beyond the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. The righteous shall live by faith. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.